and Larissa.
And today we're with the Girls Flag football team to talk about some recent events.
Let's start off by introducing themselves.
My name is Carla, number 3.
My name is Gigi, number 11.
My name is Leilani Favila, number 6.
My name is Lily Rodriguez, number 17.
My name is Jayla Connor, number 2.
Do you guys think that together as a team you've progressed so much throughout the season? Or like, what's your perspective on that?
I think we started to trust each other more throughout, you know, the games and the practices. I think our bond is way better than it was in the beginning. And yeah,
I feel like it's one thing for us to like grow together as teammates, but it's another thing for us to grow together as a family and sisters. And I feel like that's definitely what we've done these past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
we've matured together, we've grown together, and it's just, I think overall we've done better.
Yeah. How does it feel that you guys are like it was like your first year playing, like, because you know how I barely started last year, and now it's your last. Like, how does that like feel? Like, you wish it was like.
Yeah.
Like flag football came like your.
Do you wish you had more seasons?
Yeah,
definitely. No, definitely. Playing last year, my junior year, being the first year that I played, it went by really fast, and it was the sport that was the easy, like not the easiest, but like the easiest for me to fall in love with, to connect with. Playing it my senior year, it was definitely way different, since the first year was like a test run, and the second year was like, okay, we got to get serious.
Yeah.
Well, when we did get serious, like, we put in the work, we kept putting in the work, and we're also having fun. And it's just like the teammates that I made along the way, the friends that I've made, it's definitely like, this is my family and I'll always remember them. But I'm also very sad that my second year is my last year as a senior to play this sport. And I'm happy that the freshmen that we have on the team, that they're able to play all 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had the choice to play my freshman year, I would have played all 4 years, and even after high school, if I had that shot. Like, this sport is something that like really stuck with me, that I really connected with. So to see it go by so fast is like, it's like, whoa.
Bittersweet. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I have a question for Jayla Connor, actually. Since you're the only junior in the room, like, how do you feel about the pressure of next year? You think, like, you're going to... Obviously, everyone's going to miss the team and the seniors, but how do you feel about it?
Like, are you sad, like, that they're...
Yeah, I'm sad that they're all going to leave, because it's, like, they're, like, family to us, and... You know, it's not going to be the same, like, ever again. But I think next year we could, you know, make them proud, me and Ari. And I know we will. And we're getting that bell. That's all I got to say.
Oh. On the topic of seniors, tonight is the girls' senior night. So are you guys excited? Who are you guys playing tonight?
Are you guys going to cry?
Oh, we're playing Hopeville. I'm excited for it. I mean, it's our senior night. We got to...
Show out.
We gotta show out. Like, we've held so much of our potential, like, back through, like, trials and errors. But I feel like since it's our senior night and, like, we have our potential and we all know it, it's gonna be shown on that field regardless.
Definitely.
I mean, senior night is, like, something, like, that's kind of unreal to me, honestly. Like, it's, like, crazy that we're already seniors and, like, all 4 years of high school, we were just looking at other seniors, like, you know, like, graduate and leave, and it was, like, really sad, but, like, just being in this position just seems unreal to me, and, like, I mean, I don't know, it's just crazy how fast it ended, but I'm glad that we were able to end as a team and create a bond with, like, different people who, like, not even just our seniors, but, like, our underclassmen, like, I love the bond that we were able to create with everybody else, and, you know, senior night is definitely going to be something very special for us. And we're going to miss all our underclassmen and our seniors.
This being senior night, I know that most of us girls in the room, like in flag football right now, like, we've been playing sports since freshman year, and especially me. I've played sports all throughout high school, like every season. So I've always seen like every other senior get their senior night from my freshman year. And to see that like now I'm doing it, it's kind of like...
It came so fast.
It came so fast. Like it's, I'm nervous, but it hasn't hit me yet. I feel like when I'm actually walking down that field, like, and they're calling my name, like, oh, senior GG, number 11, I'm going to be like, whoa, like, this is different.
Like, it's finally my turn. Like, it's my senior.
And I mean, my freshman year, I saw my brother walk that field, and now it's like, it's gone by so fast, for my brother's 20 this year, and now I'm the senior walking the field, and it's like, now my little sister is going to be the one watching me walk that field, and then by the time that she doesn't even know, she's going to be the one walking down that field. It's crazy. And it just went by so fast. But it's like, again, like, it's a blessing to be able to walk on that field at all with my teammates.
Right. Speaking of senior night, do you guys think the season went by like way fast? I mean, you guys only have a couple games left. Like, how, what's your guys' like perspective on that? Like, what are we thinking?
I didn't even really think about it. Like, I was thinking about it last night, and I realized just how, like, how fast the season has gone by. Like, in the moment, I'm like, damn, it's going by slow. But now that I'm looking back on it, like, with the last few games that we have left, I'm really sad that it's coming to an end. And it feels unreal, because it feels like we haven't even been here that long. Like, it feels like we just barely started, like, our summer practices. Like, we're still barely getting into it. Right. And now it's coming to an end, and it's crazy to think about. It's kind of sad.
Do you guys, like, would you guys say you have, like, anything you wish you could have done better this year, or, like, any regrets so far, like, throughout the season?
I feel like in the beginning of the season, I didn't really connect with a lot of the girls. Like, I talked to some of you guys, but I didn't really, like, form that connection until, like, we really needed it.
Right.
Like, we needed the entire team to become, like, an entire family, and I feel like I was just off to the side, like, doing my own thing. But now, like, since we're together as a team, it's all, like, been better, like, for all of us, and just, like, our performance and everything for our coaches.
I'd say, like, for sports, becoming a family is, like, the most important part, because I feel like that's how you guys form, like, connection. That's how you guys play better.
Yeah. The communication on the field is just, like, everything runs so much more smoothly when everyone has, like the same mentality.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, to be able to communicate with each other and be like, hey, like, you got the next one. Like, that's something that, like, a lot of people don't realize it until you're out on the field or on the court or anywhere in any sport. Like, that takes, like, a connection, because some people can take it the wrong way. Some people can take it as in, like in a negative, like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Okay. But, like, if we're a family, like, for example, me and Lay, when we were at corner and, like, we were to mess up or something, we'd be like, hey, you got the next one? For late to look at me and be like, yeah, you know, I got that. That's my bad. Like, that's something that, like, takes skill. Like, you don't realize it until you're out there.
It also gives reassurance for, like, the team. Like, okay, she has my back, you know? Okay. Yeah. Well, to close out the podcast, do you guys have a favorite memory, like, to share about the team, or something that, like, you always think about, or,
like, a
special shout out for a friend? Anything?
I think one of my favorite memories is just, like, the bus rides to, like, San Diego and stuff. I feel like we're all so, like, goofy, and, like, we're all, like, ourselves, and we're just spending quality time together. I think I'm gonna miss those a lot.
One of my, like, favorite memories, in a way, is, like, going off of what Jayla just said, like, the bus rides, especially, like, when we would drive up in the vans and we were with Coach Mitch. I'm pretty sure he hated us a couple times because we were pretty loud. But, you know, like, he was laughing. Everybody in the team was laughing. Like, we were all just having fun. So, like, again, being ourselves. And, like, I want to give a special shout out to one of my friends, my friend Victoria Sullivan, number one. She went through something with a different sport, and when she came to this one, I told her, like, hey, like, flag football, like, give it a shot. She came and she told me, like, you know what, I love it. I love the atmosphere, I love the family, and I'm so glad that I'm able to connect with people like this. And, like, she, seeing her at practice, like, it makes me happy, because she is herself. Like, I've seen her be herself, and, like, she's not afraid to be herself, and nobody else over here is, like, judging her or anything. And like, it's, like, a breakthrough for her, and to see her go through that, like, it just makes me happy to see, like, my family merged with even more of my family, because Victoria is, like, my sister. It's like, eye-opening. It's, like, heartwarming. I love it. I love this family. I love flag football. I love
Speaking
my teammates.
Speaking of family, like, do you guys think the coaches have a lot to do with, like, how close the bond is? Like, any shout-outs to any coaches? Like, how do you guys feel?
Coach Mitch and Coach Rebecca Korfman.
We love those.
We love those, too. I feel like anytime we're on that field, they're like our mom and our dad. Like, if anything, like some of us think of them as like our siblings. Like that's how close of a bond we have with those coaches. Like they treat us like, sure, they treat us as players, but they also like treat us as like individuals and like family. Like that's how, like, I don't know how to say it. Like it's very touching for us mm-hmm. as like a team, because it's like we know that we have that support behind us.
Right.
I want to give a shout out to Coach Becca. I know I be begging her all the time. I always pick on her, and I'm sure she's tired of me sometimes, but Coach Becca, I love you so much. I know you love me too. You ain't gotta say it.
Yo. Okay, guys, well, thank you so much for all the everyone who got shouted out, these girls sitting here at this podcast. We learned a lot from them today, and see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much.